Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Stephen Reinecke, who will be conducting the NSO Pops on Tuesday at the Kennedy Center for an awesome show with the one and only Kendrick Lamar. This thing was a hot ticket, sir. This thing sold out, I think, in a matter of minutes, and I remember the Kennedy Center even, you know, tweeted out a, I don't know if it's so much an apology, but almost like, hey, we hear that, we're sorry it sold out so fast, but, you know, what are you going to do? There's only so much room, but talk about how hot of a show this is.
Well, it is pretty incredible, and it's too bad that we can't do a full week-long run of this thing. You know, I wish we could, but this is going to be quite an adventure because you have two very, very different worlds colliding from a full symphony classical orchestra, if you will, with the world of hip-hop. But it's not something that we're totally unfamiliar with. We've had some collaborations like this in the past with the National Symphony, and we're very excited about it because it's all worked out so well in the past, and it's created just a new way to look at both of our worlds, both of our genres.
Yeah, weren't you the actual conductor that conducted the a similar thing with Nas, right?
That's right. Yeah, last year we had Nas, and we basically reinvented, if you will, his Illmatic album with Nas, and it was epic. It kind of turned it into a. It sounded like movie music in a way, you know. It had this really epic scope to it. But when you're talking in the modern vernacular poetry of current hip hop. And the types of sounds and samples and funk and R&B music that you hear in the background, and then you add on top of that the horns and the lush strings of a symphony orchestra, it's a kind of a beast that takes on its own entity that there's nothing else like it in the world, and it's really quite exciting.
Yeah, it's got to sound epic when you just combine it all like that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So, I mean, what sort of that, just, I do want to ask about Nas, and then we'll get to Kendrick Lamar too, but just in general, what's sort of the idea? Is it the idea sort of that, you know, you can sort of introduce different fans of, let's say, someone that would may come to an orchestra show or someone that may go to a hip hop show? Talk about how you're kind of bridging those two audiences to maybe appreciate both.
You know, that certainly is part of the thought process, is to, you know, bring each other's fans to each other in a way, but it's a really much greater mission than that. With my job as a symphony pops conductor, especially, pops is just short for popular music. And on the classical side of things, on the pops side of an orchestra, what my job is we'll play everything from, you know, the Beatles to Beyonce to Beethoven. We can do it all.
Right.
And we work in lots and lots of different genres of music. It's, you know, one week we'll be doing John Williams film music. The next week we'll be doing a Broadway concert. Matter of fact, like 3 days after I'm working with Kendrick, we're doing bluegrass with Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers.
Nice.
So we're all over the map with every genre. And it was a few years ago I realized there's one genre of music that's very important in American culture that we have never worked with, and I have never worked with a symphony orchestra, and that is hip hop. And we wanted to find a way to do that. We were able to do that with Nas, and now we're continuing that with Kendrick Lamar. But the bigger reason, more than just bringing get different people into the hall, is I feel like we have a stewardship to the Great American Songbook. And to me, that's always being written. It's not just Irving Berlin and George Gershwin. It's guys of today who are writing, and they have something important to say. A guy like Kendrick Lamar, the artistry is really high. This isn't, you know, this is just done. It's such an incredibly talented level.
Yeah.
And the message that Kendrick has, you know, the things he talks about in the modern day current issues are, I think, very valuable and very important. And that's the type of collaborations we like to do.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a guy at the top of his game. I mean, I think I think Rolling Stone and the New York Times, I think both have called him the greatest hip hop voice of this generation. And just talk about how his music specifically lends itself to the sort of thing you guys are doing. I mean, it's sort of like a jazz infusions. It's really, you know, social commentary lyrics. Just talk about how he, above all other people, is sort of perfect for this fit.
Well, that's true. The styles of music that he incorporates is what's really going to happen for us, because he'll be taking care of everything lyrically, but the music in the background and the you know, what you might consider to be, oh, you know, he sampled this or did that, we'll be able to do a lot of things live now. and he works with the types of music that can be performed by a symphony orchestra live. So that's what makes it really, really special, is that the music then comes to life rather than being, you know, so this can be performed electronically. Well, now it can be performed live, you know, and that's really where it comes and brings a new life to it.
It's sort of the big band music of the future.
Yeah. It's wild, isn't it? It really is.
Pretty crazy. And it will everything you're going to be performing, is it all specific to Pimp a Butterfly?
It is.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Talk about...
Well, now, we might have a few surprises. We're still talking about a few things, but yes, To Pimp a Butterfly is in particular what we're working with.
Gotcha. Awesome. Now, talk about just how you guys go about planning something like this. How much collaboration, like, are you sitting down with Kendrick ahead of time? Are you guys, you know, how do you practice that stuff, or how do you work out how it's going to work? You know, what's the collaboration leading up to this?
Well, leading up to it is a lot of... phone calls and emails and communicating that way to try and really wrap our heads around how it's all going to work. And then one of my colleagues with the National Symphony actually flew out to Los Angeles and met with Kendrick and his team, and they had a sit down. And
what was his name?
That's Justin. Justin Ellis. His name is Justin Ellis at the Symphony. And he went out to meet with the gang out there. And we have an arranger in Hollywood by the name of Tim Davies, who's done a lot of film work. And he also was a guy that we worked with on the Nas Illmatic album to take the Illmatic and turn it into something symphonic that an orchestra can play. So he's working on the same thing out in L.A., and Tim and I communicate frequently about all that. And as we approach, Kendrick and I will meet up together in Washington, D.C. before we start rehearsals to make sure everything is going to work and going to be on the same page. And we'll put the bulk of it together when we're finally together in the same room.
So when you meet with him here, what would that be, like a day or two before the show, or when does that happen?
Okay. Exactly. Yep.
Gotcha. Yep. Now, how did you guys actually how did you reach out to him originally? Did you how long ago did that conversation happen? Did you say, hey, this worked really well with Nas, you know, would you like to try the similar thing, Kendrick? Or how does that conversation happen?
That's basically what it was. And it wasn't that long ago. I'd say 6 to 8 months ago is all it was. And we had the idea in-house that we wanted to do something more after the success of Nas. And Kendrick Lamar became an easy choice because of his incredible voice and his music and his popularity right now and his message. So my team at the Kennedy Center reached out to Kendrick's management, and they thought the idea was intriguing and excited. So they decided let's see where this can go.
And was Mr. Lamar just as jacked about it and excited as you guys were?
He is apparently very, very pumped about it.
That's awesome.
I mean, how can you not be, to you know, be standing up there, and then you've got this 80 piece symphonic orchestra just propelling you, and it, you know, there's no greater feeling than that.
Almost gives you goosebumps just thinking about it.
It's pretty amazing feeling.
Now, what was it like? I mean, obviously, so you haven't done your sit down with Kendrick Lamar yet, but you know, but you have done it with Nas, so you kind of get a feel of what it might be when you actually sit down with him. Then, you know, what specifically sort of things might you guys talk about once you do your face to face?
Well, we've got to talk about just specific musical things, about, you know, making sure all the tempos are exactly in the right place, because, you know, that has a lot to do with when you're rapping.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, you don't want to be too fast, you don't want to be too slow. All those things, when you're creating this live on the spot, that you've got that kind of stuff all covered, and to make sure that our form is all the same, you know, that everybody has the right number of... The symphony has to read actual music versus... You know what's there. They're not just going to be improvising for this, like some, you know, a lot of pop musicians and rock and hip hop musicians can do. We need actual physical sheet music, so we need to make sure all that stuff lines up. And that's the kind of musical discussions that we'll have from the beginning, and then it all comes down to feel. You know, how is, you know, the groove?
Is conducting sort of you know, hip hop a little trickier, more challenging than say something that has a slower tempo, or is it just a matter of working it out ahead of time and then you'll be all right?
Yeah, I don't think it's any easier or any more difficult. I think every type of music, every genre has its ins and outs, its challenges. It's fun because it's just something very different. It does require a bit of a different skill set. You have to really have a great sense of time, a great sense of rhythm, as opposed to doing something that's slower. You know, that sometimes is not that tricky, but something like this can be a little more challenging, as a matter of fact. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Tell me what it was like to work with Nas. I mean, you know, now that you've had some time to sort of, you know, the rush of it is over and you have some hindsight on it, what was it like dealing with him?
Total class act. Just a total class act. Very, very smart guy and incredibly kind, generous, and a great collaborator. He was humbled and honored to be performing with the National Symphony Orchestra in the Kennedy Center. Just thought it was one of the coolest things ever. And, you know, that's really nice when you're collaborating together and everybody just gets it, you know, that there's a greater cause going on here. There's a greater good about making music and making really good music, that it's not just all about you or yourself. It's about your fans. It's about the art, if you will. And so it was a really special experience, and I'm sure we're going to have the same experience with Kendrick.
Definitely. Was there, you know, looking back on it, you know, from the show, was there sort of a, at least for you personally, was there sort of a highlight moment of you remember standing on stage being like, wow, this is the pinnacle here?
You know, all of it. Yeah. Honestly, all of it. It was just, it was all such a rush and so much fun. Having never, you know, worked with this genre so much before, and to see the audience and hear their reaction, it was just really special.
And did you guys get good feedback, you know, afterwards?
Yeah. Great feedback. People just totally loved it. And it's been in line with other things we've done. I mean, I've had the chance to work with Trey Anastasio from the band Fish, you know, and that brings in a whole different audience as well. John Legend. John and I collaborated at the Kennedy Center on, we recreated Marvin Gaye's What's Going On album.
Wow.
And that was great fun. You know, you work with a guy like Ben Folds, who has an amazing amount of talent, and all these people bring their own fan base to the Kennedy Center, and it's just a lot of fun to, like I said, see these worlds collide that you wouldn't think necessarily would.
That's awesome. I mean, and a lot of people know about all, I mean, you just listed a bunch of celebrity musicians there, but tell us a little bit more about yourself. How did you get into music?
Oh, God.
Early age, I'm sure.
Yeah, I started about 10 years old. I was a trumpet player, piano player, started to write a lot of music in college, wanted to be a film composer, so I lived in L.A. for a while. Finally got the bug to start conducting, and my career path just led me in that direction where I had opportunities to do that. And so now it's great fun. I get to lead up 4 different orchestras at the moment. The New York Pops at Carnegie Hall, the National Symphony, of course, at the Kennedy Center. I do the Pops concerts for the Toronto Symphony, and I will soon be a full-time new Pops conductor with the Houston Symphony. So, you know, it's a lot of fun to get to take these programs and take them around the country and sometimes around the world to present music to people. You know, there's nothing like it. I wake up every day and think, I got to do this for a living? How did I get this lucky? You know,
I'm working with this person today. I'm working with this person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I've always wondered when you, so if you conduct, let's say, something with John Legend or Nas or now with Kendrick Lamar, do you sort of retire the wand as a souvenir?
No, as a matter of fact, I don't. I've got one that I use that's very special for me. So it's kind of like, it's like every concert I go through, the wand picks up more and more mojo or more memories. I feel like they're all stored in there. So it's getting really, really well used.
Wait, so you use the same wand for all of those people you mentioned?
Every. Yep.
That's fantastic. Man, that wand really gets around.
It gets around. That's for sure.
That's awesome. Well, hopefully it picks up a little bit of extra magic here with Kendrick Lamar, because the dude's a lyrical genius. So it'll be that'll be a nice little addition for your wand there.
That's right. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for taking the time. Is there anything else we missed since it's his pre-tape? Is there anything else we can add? Or
no, I think that's good, Jason. I think we're in good shape. I appreciate it.
Awesome. We really appreciate the time. And it sounds like it's going to be an awesome show Tuesday at the Kennedy Center. Thanks, everybody. That's Stephen Reinecke, conductor of NSO Pops. Kendrick Lamar next Tuesday at Kennedy Center. It's going to be awesome. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks, Jason. Take care, man.